pick up Denver, Bo Mitchell, and you get the blessing.
Well, I'm not bragging, babe, so don't put me down. But I've got the fastest set of wheels in town. When something comes up to me, he don't even
this
try.
This music doesn't make you happy.
Set of wings, man, I know she could fly.
She's my little Deuce Coupe. Yeah, I know what I got. You don't know what I got.
Just a little
Brian Wilson
with a flathead mill.
Brother Carl,
thunderbird like she's standing.
Your brother Dennis,
she's boarded in a lead.
Cousin
and
Mike Love, and their friend Al Jardine.
She's my little Deuce Coupe. You don't know what I got.
And their mean dad Murray. Ooh, Murray, you pushed him
she's
too
got
hard.
A competition clutch with a
welcome everybody.
And she
we play
like
weird music to start. You get the blessing every week just to make you happy, wake you up. Because we had the best music, you know, at the 60s, 70s. But this program exists to introduce you each week to special people that we think are influencing this community for Jesus Christ. And our guest today is a good friend of mine who's doing just that with his life. His name is Rudy Chacon. Rudy Chacon, welcome.
Hey, Bo. Thanks for having me.
Glad you're here. Before I get to Rudy, I want to plug our book, Grace Behind Bars. My wife and I wrote it. It was published by Tyndale House and Focus on the Family in partnership. It came out in March 1st. Sales have been great. We didn't write it really to sell books. We wrote it to encourage people that were having a tough time. So if you're having a tough time or you know someone that's got some problems, get this book, Grace Behind Bars. It tells the story of our lives 25 years ago when I went to federal prison. It talks about how my wife and kids rallied around me, and we made the whole thing a God deal. And the God deal became a good deal because of the redemptive power of Christ. And I learned the lessons I needed to learn going through this mess. We're glad it's over, but we're glad it's happened. So grab one of those books at Barnes & Noble or Amazon if you want to order it. I think you'll be encouraged yourself or make it a gift to somebody that you know is just struggling. We've had people tell us they haven't read a book in years, and this book they read in two days. So it's not complicated. It's just our story, and I would appreciate it if you'd buy it. And if you happen to like it, write a review for us to Amazon. That seems to encourage other readers to buy books. So Grace Behind Bars is the name of the book, and in advance, thank you if you have a chance to buy it. Rudy Chacon, I've been knowing Rudy since 1986. We've been friends, and he heads a ministry called Dunamis, which means?
Dynamite.
Dynamite Ministry, and we're going to talk about some of his upcoming events and aspects of his ministry, but first, Rudy, tell me about your life. Where were you raised?
I was born in Greeley, Colorado, and I was raised here in Denver. We moved when I was about 5 years old, and it was pretty tough down in the hood getting raised here in the city, inner city.
So you are Latino?
Most of the time.
And Hispanic?
Most of the time.
And Mexican?
Most of the time.
What are you?
You know what? That's a good question.
I know. I can't get it straight. I'm asking you.
I'm a Mexican American.
So parents from Mexico, you born in America?
My great grandparents are probably from Mexico. My cousin did some research and he went clear back to 1680 something.
He's that old? Yeah.
No, he did some research and he found an uncle on the other side of the family from way back then. So, we have a little history coming through New Mexico into Colorado, into the San Luis Valley.
And I like the fact that that's your background, that's your heritage, and that's who you minister to.
Yes, yes. I minister to people in the inner city, but all across the city. I often say I minister to the down and out and the up and out. Because I got a lot of buddies that got some money, more than me, of course. And they need minister too, because they're just people too. They have needs.
So what was your home like growing up?
Pretty tough. Dad was an alcoholic. Mom and my brothers and the Denver Police Department raised me.
They did?
Yeah.
and went to what schools?
Well, I went to Columbian Elementary, Skinner Middle School, and Graduate North High, 1969.
And that's
Matter
where you
of
met.
In fact, we knew you at North High.
Well, I went to TJ, and we used to come over there and show you boys how to play athletics.
You're dogging me, Bo. Like you said, I learned that one from you.
Hey, is that where you met Luis Villarreal?
Yes, yes. One of my best friends of all time.
Met him in North High.
No. I met him in grade school. We both had something in common. Both of our fathers had died. Sixth grade, fifth grade. So that was a lot in common.
From alcohol?
Died from death. They just
died from death.
my father struggled with alcohol. I don't know Luis's father. Don't know that whole story.
So the voice you're listening to there is Rudy Chacon, the head of Dunamis Ministries here in town, a friend of mine for a long, long time, and we did some great work together in the 80s and the 90s with Richard Beach, our mutual friend, and the Sky's the Limit camps. How did you, Rudy, first come into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ?
Well, it was 1978. Had an old girlfriend, and she played a LP from this guy called the Skinny Preacher. Everyone knows the Skinny Preacher. It was David Wilkerson. Same guy who...
I did not know David Wilkerson was...
Nicky Cruz to the Lord.
Yeah.
And I was kind of one of those deals, just a rebellious guy and getting in trouble. I never killed anybody, but tried. But I tried many times. I used to protect myself.
And so she plays this LP by David Wilkerson. You're listening to it, and what happens?
You know what? For some reason, David Wilkerson was able to trigger whatever was in me that needed healing. And in a burst of tears, a flood of tears, I came to the Lord that night, and I've never been the same since. It was 1978, August 27th, 1978.
So some people can point to a season in their life when they came to Christ. You can point to a specific day, week, month, hour, time of day.
Right, right.
And you heard this and you said, okay, I need this. I'm in. I'm signing up.
Jeez, what a feeling that was, being cleansed. Or at least I felt like I was being cleansed in my mind. So I was changed.
And that's
really believed the Lord.
It is a cleansing, because being forgiven for everything we've done wrong is like astounding. That's why Christ went to the cross, to bear the burden of our sins and to give us a chance at a fresh start and a new beginning. And that's what you got that day.
Right. Absolutely.
And you've done a lot with it, Rudy. You've done a lot with your life.
You know, sometimes it's been struggle, Bo, but I've always stuck with the Lord, even when I was struggling. I was always at church, and I was always trying to help people and meet people. You got to meet people to help them. So I learned that I need to have relationships with people.
And you know, you're a little bit like Yogi Berra, aren't you? You got to meet people to help them.
Is that what he said?
Yogi would have said that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's a yogi euphemism, we call it. You know, and that's big, too, because people wonder why they don't have a ministry. I go, why don't you go meet somebody? Just one person, and you're doing probably more than most of the earth. So go for it, you know? And that's the way I think.
So Ted Blank helps you quite a bit, too, doesn't he?
Ah, man, what a guy. What a man.
What is it about Ted Blank we all love?
I think it's his love for people and life, and to see people come to the Lord, salvation. And he's big on that, because years ago I met him at the camp, and he's always been supportive of me to this very day. And I'm glad that we get to meet every year for Christmas lunch. You and Bo and Ted.
That's
and a few
fun,
other guys. Some great guys.
We meet more often than that, Rudy.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I go to Wednesday nights, and I enjoy that.
Me too.
Wednesday it's day, fun. Excuse me.
So tell us about Dunamis.
Well, Bo, I started God started Dunamis with my, and I helped him in 2007. It's going to be 10 years now for Team Dunamis. Of course, I had other ministries too, but Team Dunamis is basically, I was preaching on power one night, and I found this stuff by one of the great preachers, the guy that did that 40 days, and he talked about Dunamis. Remember the guy that did the 40 days, something or other?
Can't think of it.
Yeah, Rick Warren, there
Rick
you go.
Rick Warren, thank you.
Yeah, and I read about Dunamis, and I go, that's a cool word, because I remember doulos from Richard Beach. That was a Greek word, and then Dunamis was another Greek word. So it was talking about the power of God, and I go, everyone needs power. Because, matter of fact, I need power. You need power to serve the Lord. And that's why most people don't serve the Lord, because they don't have the Lord's power or the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost power. That's pretty foreign to most people, and I try to bring that to them.
And thus the name Team Dunamis.
Team Dunamis, power.
And what all do you do?
Well, my forte is evangelism and discipleship training. But I have a luncheon dinner on Wednesday nights at our church, and all the homeless, the poor, people that fall through the cracks, people that nobody's interested in, come to that dinner, and I let them eat first, and I share the gospel with them, and I try to pray for them, and I try to encourage them, motivate them, and teach them what God tells us how we should be and how we should live, which is usually really helpful to those that are in need.
So all week long, you're in contact with people and ministering in different ways, but your church service, so to speak, is on Wednesday nights.
Right, right. I'm pretty busy. I got the Dunamis house, too, with five men staying there. And that can be quite a challenge. Quite a challenge, too.
Just different different types of guys from
the
street.
Different personalities. With everyone has a different need to get to where they're going. Like one guy might need $20. Another guy might need a ride. Another guy might need lunch. Another guy might need a prayer. And there's just another guy might need a toolbox or, you know, a tool bag. Just stuff like that. And I try to help them with that, because I realize if they get to work, that's a good start. You know, they make some money, they gain confidence, and things come from there.
And is your ministry funded by donations from friends and interested people?
Yeah. Funding is quite a challenge. It's been since the very day I've started to, I used to write a letter. I still write a letter and tell people what I did and what I'm doing and then what I'm going to do. And then that's when I ask for help. And I try to do it as easily as I can, but sometimes you just have to just ask.
And what ask. Size budget do you have, Rudy?
Not very much. I'm almost ashamed to say it, but somewhere around 30 grand a year.
30 grand a year allows you to keep Team Dunamis going.
Right.
So listeners, start thinking about, could you write a check to my friend Rudy Chacon to keep Team Dunamis going? I promise you, he's hardworking every day. He's not laying back. He's out there aggressively finding people that are in need and bringing them into the house there he mentioned for men, and also his church services on Wednesday nights and his one-on-one evangelism and discipleship commitment. So $500 is a good-sized gift, isn't it?
Sure, sure.
And you could use a lot of those.
Sure, sure. I'm especially fundraising now for a conference I'm having.
What's that called?
Evangelism and Discipleship Conference. It's called Fishers of Men, Matthew 4:19. Jesus said, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. You know what, Bo? Christians have forgot to fish. And I want to teach them all over how to fish.
Good. When's the conference?
Friday, July 14th, 6 to 9 p.m. We're having opening ceremonies, literally a big party with a couple speakers I'm bringing in from out of town. And then Saturday is all training and equipping day. We have several teachers and speakers, and some of them have written books, and they're very good evangelists and disciples. And I'm going to do my stuff too. a lot of people ask me, well, I'll be doing some of my stuff, and they'll say, where'd you get this, Rudy? And I go, I invented it. So through the years, I invented a bunch of symbolic little pictures and how to share the gospel with rectangles, squares, circles, pentagons, you know, just so men can remember. Men, anyone can remember, because we're pretty visual. At least I am.
I am too.
Yeah, we have. Most men are.
Yeah.
So and people like it. I'm having fun with it. One of my main themes is the E equals D3 formula.
E equals D3.
Yeah, and that's going to be the name of the front cover on my book. Evangelism equals discipleship to the third power, which literally means very simply, when you evangelize somebody, you make a disciple who needs to be discipled, number two, D, who can disciple someone, three, and everything that goes with that. But that's the simple formula that God has given me to help men and women learn the principles of evangelism and discipleship.
How many board members do you have helping you run this nonprofit?
Well, I sent out a letter for 40 people. I got about 10 guys that are real serious and keep me up sometimes when I start to buckle.
Good. Good. Well, the guest we have today on You Get the Blessing is Rudy Chacon. Rudy's the head of Dunamis Ministries, which Dunamis is a Greek word that stands for dynamite, meaning power, the power of God, the power of the Holy Spirit. So even you listeners who might be living and not feeling that power in your life, that's what Rudy's talking about and what he's encouraging in the lives of other people. So, Rudy, let's talk about this upcoming event a little bit more. It's July 14th.
Friday, July 14th.
6 to 9 in the evening.
6 to 9 in the evening.
And does it cost to get there?
You know what? I'm not charging. I forgot to charge. I always forget to charge. Because I usually don't have any money myself, so I'm thinking no one else has any. But you know what? I passed the hat, Bo.
You do?
Yeah, a couple times. And people usually help. People got big hearts. People got big hearts.
They just need to know what the need is.
Right.
And so 6 to 9, what happens that night? We got a couple of speakers?
Couple speakers, but we're just having an exciting time. We're having dinner out in the front lawn in front of our church.
Which church?
Friday night, His Love Fellowship, 9th and Kalamath. And we eat a big dinner out there, and we have some music. The Confluence Band is playing, Jude Del Harrow. I have the speakers coming in from Pennsylvania. My nephew's coming in from Puerto Rico. All men that know the gospel powerfully and can teach it. I have a rapping kid that raps real, real neat and don't say no cuss words. And so I like that. And just a bunch of other things. I have a singer buddy that sings like Pavarotti, Christian, and he's going to blow people away.
Good.
And I finally got him. I tried to get him for 2-3 years now. Finally got him. It's going to be an exciting time. We're going to do some barbecue brisket, I hope, if all works well. And it's going to be a fun time. And then we're going to go inside and hear the speakers.
Good.
Yeah.
So that's July 14th, 9th in Kalamath.
July 14th.
Who's the senior pastor at His Love Fellowship?
Phil Abeda and Isidore Lucero.
They're great, aren't they?
They're great guys.
Yeah, we've had them here, and we love them.
They keep me in line.
They are good. Rudy, somebody needs to keep us both in line. So it's interesting to me how God draws us to himself. We become his. Then we go off sometimes on our own, but we come back so often to what we know, where we've been, and that's where he uses us the most. And that's kind of your life story. You're right there in those neighborhoods where you know what these people are going through. You felt it yourself, and you can identify with them.
Yeah, we need to build about another 100 Rudy's, you know, or 200, to actually make a dent in what's going on downtown, and we're all across the city and the country, for that matter. And leadership is what it's all about. We're trying to build leaders, and it takes a lot of work.
Do you live in the house with the five guys?
Right.
You do?
Yeah, and that's interesting too. I have to watch them pretty close. Things can get out of hand real easy.
How do they qualify to get into the house?
If they got some money, they can come in. That's how bad it is.
Because they pay rent?
Yeah, if they can pay rent, they come in. And, of course, you know, I want them to go to church, and I try to get them to dunamis, and I try to, you know, don't talk bad here. You know, I'll help. If I see something, I'm going to help you, you know, do it better, probably.
What do you need most for this event coming up?
You know what? I got it almost all handled. I said, boy, having trouble with Friday night's meal and Saturday's meal, because when you feed 200 people, it starts to get uppity in cost. But I was thinking, I was trying to get a church group of some kind, and maybe 5 or 10 people, and just
what would that cost?
I don't know, $500-$600 to feed a good meal, and on Friday night, and then maybe $300 on.
Clibby's got that, don't on, you?
hey, Mark. No, Mark knows people, but it's no big deal. I'm not worried about
our radio show would like to donate $500.
Oh, geez.
Would you accept it?
Sure, sure.
And would that
is
help?
That all about? No, I'm just kidding. you were waiting for me to say something.
You
right?
Want more than 500? How much you want?
I'll take 500, Bo.
So, Mark, you'll see that happens, and we help get this meal served Friday night.
That covers a Friday night meal. Hey, did I tell you, Bo? I'm going to dedicate this conference to Richard Beach, my friend Richard Beach, who was instrumental years and years. He's gone home to the Lord. All my friends, a lot of you guys are listening, and they know Richard Beach. And I loved Rich along with Bo and everyone else. But he took me, him and Bo took me from Denver, Colorado to Branson, Missouri. And I had the year of my life in 1986-87.
That was discipleship training.
That was discipleship training. Yeah, so I want to dedicate to my brother Rich. And he's gone home to the Lord, but he'd be hollering and clapping right now.
Let's do this. Let's do... fast track. I say a word, you say a word to describe our friend Richard Beach. He was one of a kind, and we miss Richard. We both loved him. He helped us both so much. So I'll start with a word to describe Richard, and then you go, and let's see how long we can go. I'm going to say evangelist.
Fun.
I'm going to say deep waters.
Deep waters. A sensitive man.
I'm going to say creative.
I'm going to say well-read.
Well-read. Well-read? Okay, smart.
Yes, he reads a lot.
Yeah, smart. Yeah,
I never seen so many books in a library from one man as when I saw his library.
Biblical scholar, that's right. How about, you got another one?
What?
Family.
Family?
He loved his family. He loved Marcia and those kids. He just prayed, God, keep me alive long enough I can see my kids married, some grandbabies. And he did. He should have prayed for more, I guess, because he fought cancer for 17 years, folks. You should have seen it. It was an unbelievably tough battle, but he was joyful right to the end. I was standing there at the foot of his bed right before he died. I'm hugging Whitney and his daughter, and Richard could barely speak. But I said, Richard, is there anything I can do for you before I leave tonight? And in a very soft voice, he said, give her 100.
For a hug.
So Whitney, I happen to have a $100 bill on me. Whitney got it.
I love Rich and the family.
So you're going to name this event or dedicate this event to Richard.
Yeah, I thought that was a good. Lord gave me that.
That's a good idea,
yeah.
Rudy.
Yeah.
And what are you calling the event again?
Fishers of Men.
Fishers of Men.
Fishers of Men.
Because Christ said to who?
Matthew 4:17. Jesus says, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men.
So we're out all the time trying to do this, that, and the other. And what we should become is fishermen.
Well, it says, go and make disciples. Jesus himself said, go and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you to the end of the age. And I want to share that with people and how to evangelize and how to disciple.
I got a few words for you now, Rudy. My guest today, Rudy Chacon, is faithful, hardworking, strong, dedicated, funny, unique, loving. You've arranged your face right now in a very pleasant way. You've got a big smile. And leader. You're a leader. You are a leader, Rudy. And thanks for what you're doing. And thanks for your commitment to Christ and this city of Denver. You won't find many guys like Luis Villarreal or Richard Beach or Ted Blank. But because of them, you won't find any other guy like Rudy Chacon, the head of Dunamis Ministry. So if you can help folks, how do they get in touch with you, Rudy?
Well, I got a phone number, email, phone number, 720-365-5854.
365.
Again, 720-365-5854. Or Rudy Ties, R-U-D-Y-T-I-Z-E, at juno.com.
Rudy Ties.
Rudy, that was my old handle when I used to do body work.
You did it well.
Remember?
Too. Yes.
I used to try to do it well. I got a lot in trouble. I better get out of that business and just go serve the Lord.
You didn't get in trouble.
Not too much.
Rudy, you're a good friend. I love what you do. And listeners, if you can, think about July 14th, 9th in Calumet, His Love Fellowship. That night and then the next day, all day discipleship training. Get to know Rudy, his co-workers and the group that's going to be helping him put this on. Mark, we're in for the food, right? Okay. Oh, Rudy, man. You've been a great guest. Thanks for being on. You get the blessing today.
And I did get the blessing today.
Well, we do when we're around you.
Yeah, and I hope I bless you guys, too.
You have. You always do.
Yeah.
And thank you for Fishers of Men and this conference that's coming up. And we'll see you again next week here on You Get the Blessing. Thanks for being with us, folks.
Comes up to me, he don't even try. Cause if I had a set of wings, man, I know she could fly. She's my little dust coop. You don't know what I got.